Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Pascal Darion. He's the CEO of the nonprofit Migraine Ireland and an avid athlete. And Ed Samuel, he's a career coach at Sam Nova, where he helps mid to senior level leaders get to a better place, whether they are working or in transition. And I have Beth Hill Poland. She is changing lives with tactile patterns. The question I have today, what makes something wrong? Ed, kick us off.
Wrong begins with how you're raised by your parents, your grandparents. They start teaching you values, things that are right and things that are wrong. Then we get into degrees of wrongness versus right. And quick story, my son-in-law, driving along on Sunday morning, he finds this unbelievable, long, beautiful ladder sitting in the middle of the road. And I mean, it's an expensive ladder, one of these 40-foot fold-out ladders like this, about an $800-$900 ladder. So he put it in the back of his truck, and he brought it home. Now, he could have done two things. He could have put it in his garage and said nothing. What he did is he picked up the phone and he called the police. Hey, I just found this unbelievable ladder in the middle of the road. What should I do with it? The police said, hold on to it. Thank you for calling. If somebody calls, we'll tell them to call you. So the question was, right, wrong, leave it on the road, pick it up, don't pick it up, call, not call, keep it, finders, keepers.
I think that's a good one. I was thinking about ethics. Obviously, in non-for-profit, that's pretty important to us. But to relate to your point, Ed, I think it's around making the right choice. I think we do make a lot of decisions on a daily basis. And I mean, some decisions are a bit more important than others, depending on the consequences. And I think we have to make the right choice. We may not get it right all the time, but I think it's around ethics. But also, what makes something wrong is lack of knowledge, lack of understanding. So it would be very presumptuous on my part to think I'm always right.
That's a good point.
I think culture plays into it too. I mean, we're taught as we grow up in whatever culture or whatever area we're in, what is right and wrong. And you can go into another culture and discover that what you think is right may not be in this culture. If you travel at all, Eastern and Western cultures can be very different. Even just locally, when you walk in the house, do you take your shoes off? Is it right? Is it wrong? Do we quibble about those things that are minor to some people? Whereas if you do something wrong culturally when you're visiting a different country, that can have huge ramifications, more than just dirt on the floor. I think wrong sometimes is defined by the cultural and the regional norms that you are in.
There is some aspect of, if I'm hurting someone, that's wrong. I think that's kind of clear cut. Right. I mean, unless it's self-defense, then it's less clear cut. But is there such thing as a victimless crime? Is it possible for me to be selfish and take and do what's right for me if no one else is being harmed? Like picking up that ladder, the people didn't secure it well. I mean, kudos that he called. I mean, that would be me too. But I've been given grief for the universe tried to bless you with a ladder and you gave it away.
Yeah, speaking of universe, I think there's probably universal right and wrongs, which everybody would relate to.
Yeah.
And I think there's probably others, as Beth was saying, which are a bit more in a gray area, which are fueled by bias, beliefs, political beliefs, faith, you name it, education, experiences. I had a clear vision of what was wrong when we started this process 5 minutes ago, to where actually it's actually far more complex and complicated than I thought originally. Because to me it was, yeah, right or wrong, very binary approach to it. Now, I'm a bit more confused now. No, I think I know what's right or wrong. You know, I'm going to defer to Ed. He always says something very interesting.
Like math is very binary. And math is going to be, this is right, this is wrong. And yet as a former teacher, it got to be, math got to be, all right, how did you get to that answer? It's not just the answer that's right or wrong. It's how did you get there? And that's been a big shift in teaching over the last 20 years.
I'm going to be colorful just for a second. I spent 2 years in Amsterdam. I stayed at this hotel, and for the first week there, I said, well, I'm going to go and work out. I go into the changing room to get changed. It's a co-ed changing room. I mean, you thought you were in a nudist column. And I said, holy cololi. And then I talked to the person who worked for me in Amsterdam about it. And I said, what's going on here? I go, this is nuts. And no one said boo. And he looked at me and he goes, hey, our whole family's been from Netherlands. This whole thing about the body over here, it's no big deal. It's just body. Get over yourself. Americans are so uptight, just ridiculous. Now, can you imagine going into the Hilton and having it be a co-ed experience? So you talk about cultural change. Mm-hmm. I always remember that. And I thought, wow, you're right. Just something as simple as that is night and day in terms of the perspective. Is it right or is it wrong?
Beth, what you were saying about the process, then you come to the whole thing, does the end justify the means? If you end up in the right place, is how you get there right or wrong? I think the answer is yes. You can end up in the right place the wrong way.
Well, and there's something to be said about the fact that there is a saying that we're all in the right place. We're all where we're meant to be right now. And so there's that whole learning. And if what you're trying to do is to get from A to B, and it takes you through the rest of the alphabet to get there, or A to C, and you go A, B, C, or you go A, the rest of the alphabet, and then to C, how is it, which is right and which is wrong? And I agree with Pascal that certainly there are some rights and wrongs. I mean, if nobody gets hurt, that's certainly on the side of right. Hmm.
I worked for a company, and I was responsible for kind of like the watchdog at the end of the quarter. And it was my responsibility that at midnight on the last day of the quarter, whatever we received on the fax machine. Literally, 11:59, we would process it. And I always remember a purchase order came in at 12:20 a.m. the following day. And the sales vice president walked up to me and he goes, hey, Ed, listen, this came in a little bit after. I need you to process it because there's about a $40,000 bonus at stake for one of my key people. And you know, Ed, no one's going to know than you and me. What do you do? I didn't process it. And I took some grave heat over it. And I had to make a decision, right or wrong, to the extent where it's a career changer for me. And people are not going to be real nice to me. And I'm not going to be invited to the next outing. Or you go ahead and you process it, saying, no big deal. Give a little, take a little, it all works out in the end. It goes back to, you know, what it is. But then again, if I got audited by an external audit and they were to pull that paper and saw that timestamp at 9:20, guess who would get fired? Not the salesperson.
Yep.
It goes back to ethics and values. At the same token, you could be wrong even with the right intent, depending on what you're trying to achieve, and because you may not be equipped with all the data and all the information. And you may go with partial information. And it happens quite a lot. People have their heart in the right place, but the decisions or the actions they may take may have dire consequences because they're not fully equipped and they just don't know.
Mm-hmm. I have a client who her company allows X amount of money to be spent every day on food for when they travel. And her boss drinks a lot. And he inevitably will have her cover a lot of the bills because she doesn't ever use her allotment. For me, that's an ethics thing, but I totally get why when her boss says to her, hey, can you just pick this up? She says, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And shame on him, right?
And
because you know that when it's that boss dynamic, does she say no and risk losing her job? I mean, that takes us into another whole conversation.
That's a whole separate thing where you run up against powerful people who can ruin your lives over things that you're just like, is it that big of a deal? So Ed, same kind of story. Yay for you for doing the right thing. That is our 10 minutes. I do think that the idea of what's wrong is a lot harder to figure out than we first give it credit for. So thanks for having this conversation with me. And I look forward to speaking to you each again very soon.